whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 243. Today is Saturday, November 21, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my co-host, Chris. Hey, sweetie, how are you?
I'm good. Need coffee. Coffee,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. I've got enough for everyone. So it's all good. It's all good. But thank you for joining me. And thank you, chat room, for being here. We appreciate seeing you guys. Fez here. Stur, Nisi, Rud's here. Paraton's here. Hi, guys. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for stopping in and saying hi. We do appreciate that. So we've got a few things that we need to get through. And then somebody needs to sleep. And it's not me. Well, probably kind of.
No,
but...
it is you too. You got up at the butt crack of, oh my God, why are you a clock?
Yeah. It's, you know, things and stuff. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. We will sleep. What was the Bon Jovi song? We'll sleep when we're dead. So,
sleep when we're dead.
Yep. That's what we're going to do. So anyway.
Or can we win the lottery? How about that one?
Oh, that would be fantastic. Cause then I could do what I want to do.
I think that's another song.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, anyway. All right. So, a few things have happened since the last time I spoke to you, I think. Yeah. I think it's been a few weeks. We've had this little thing called a squish pre-patch, and
big squish.
Yeah, and I want to know how you've been traveling with it. How have you found leveling or just playing at all? Like, what have you found?
Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Infections.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gear that no longer has my purple beam of doom. I was so sad. I loved my purple beams of doom. I have three of them. They were amazing. I could plow down everything and have like a million DPS. And now I'm just a bear that's going to eat you with her face. And, and my purple beams of doom are gone. I'm so sad. Leveling though. Okay. So I have not touched a challenge tune.
Yeah.
There is no way on this green earth because people who have not been affected, I don't know how you're not. So I am one of those people, and I know a lot of people absolutely hate this pre-patch.
Mm-hmm.
I love it with everything in me because it's only for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I the first week I saw zombies,
mm-hmm.
but there was like everybody's like, there's supposed to be a zombie invasion. There's supposed to be a zombie. And I'm like, going, I don't see any zombies. Mm. I found one zombie hiding out at like 3 o'clock in the morning in Stormwind, and I'm like, oh my God, there's zombies. And you know, I was so excited that night. I made P come over, I made Zeb come over. I'm like, we're going to find the zombies. I want to find the zombies. I am embracing every little aspect of this.
Yep.
To the nth degree.
Nice.
To the point that I took a baby, well, she's not a baby, she's 50, but a very undergeared priest,
mm-hmm.
over to Duskwood. Now, yep. The first time I went through Duskwood was the first week of the invasion.
Mm-hmm.
So there were no zombies, you know, no invasion. It was just they were popping out of the ground and you had to kill 12.
Yep.
You couldn't get infected yet. So I went over there. What day was I actually off? Friday. So I went over there Friday.
Yep.
And I got infected, and it looked totally different from last week.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, hell yes. So I got my 12 kills in,
mm-hmm.
while I had been infected, and I'm like, I'm going to be one of those people. I am always at the mercy of people who do horrible things. I'm like, for once, I'm going to embrace my inner deep, dark, you know, soul.
Yeah.
And so I ran, you know where, oh, you probably haven't done it on Alliance. You have to run over in Duskwood and turn in the quest, and then you get to go back to Stormwind, and then finally you're off out to Icecrown.
Right.
Nope, I took my little zombie butt over there and hit button 4, and I exploded and killed like 30 people trying to turn in the quest. I'm like, Viva la zombies! Oh my god, I am having a blast with this. If you're going to bring them in there, why not? Let's go. Let's do it. I'm going to infect everybody.
That's that is awesome. I must admit, I have not had that much fun as you are having, and now I am so bitterly just like, god damn it.
But, you have today and tomorrow. Go to...
Yes.
I mean, it's never going to come again. I remember so vividly the pre-patch for Wrath and, you know, where the CDC ended up, you know, getting all the data to find out how, of all things, plague spread, like COVID.
Yeah.
It's for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it will never come again in this form.
Yeah.
And, you know, they put healers in the main cities so that you can have it cleansed off of... But why? It's like, this is the helm of, what is it, domination? Dominion? Domination? It's broken. There are zombies everywhere. Oh my god, you guys, we are going into this amazing, amazing new story.
Yeah.
And it all starts with the fact that the Scourge have no leader.
Yeah.
I get to be the Scourge? Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's go find everybody trying to turn in a quest.
Nice.
And on Tuesday, it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
So why not embrace the fact that it's here for 2 weeks?
Yep.
Go have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to play and not be bothered, then get on really early in the morning. Don't touch it after like 10 a.m. when all the munchkins wake up. And definitely not late at night when people like my child are on, because good luck. But you know, it's only for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, and really only a week of it, but man, is it fun.
The first week was very tame. Like, obviously don't go to Icecrown. If you're on a challenge soon, definitely don't go to Icecrown, because you are asking to get smacked in the face, and you will get smacked in the face so badly that you will not find your body. That happened, and I was not on a
depending on where you fell.
Yeah, I was not on a challenge soon, thank God, and I fell a really long way, and it was really quite difficult to get my body. I got it, but. It was a little
or
tricky.
Have friends with you that have res when you jump
off
the top of ice.
Yeah, I might have been a little bit stubborn about, you know, wanting help. Yeah. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. There is a fantastic short story. I don't know if you've seen it. Christy Golden wrote it. It's been out for at least a couple of weeks, maybe a month. It's called Terror by Torchlight. It has to do with Flynn and Shaw, and they've gone to Duskwood. So if you've not read it, I'm in the process of reading it. So in between everything else, I'm trying to read this book, and I'm just like, I just want to read, and I can't read.
That one I didn't know about. So that one I absolutely need to find.
Yes.
Because had linked, there's a story about, and I swear to God, for 14 years, I've called it Archerous. So the Death Knight home is Archerous till the end of time for me. It's not Acherous. I've always called it Archerous because I call everything the wrong name.
Yeah.
He put out that story that just came out about what happens. It's only like 4 pages. It just came out like 3 days ago.
Yeah, we read fourth.
I didn't say I read it at work. You know, I work 12 hours a day. They can give me 30 minutes. Story, but oh my god, I just absolutely devoured it. So I'm glad you said that other one. I didn't even know.
Yes. And I was gonna say that there is definitely Robert Brooks wrote that one, We Ride Forth. So I'm trying to get Terra done first, because I wanted to read that before I get into this other one. But you know, for those of you that like a bit of lore, a bit of story that's going, you know, around, there's we'll I'll find the links. Nisi, remind me. I'll find the links to it. It's that you can download it. That's free. It's off Blizzard's website, and you can have a read through. It's quite interesting considering, you know, we are days away from our next expansion. So, you know, if you're into having a read. And they're not that long. It's just sometimes finding the time to do it. So, but yeah, I've got them on my iPad. I gotta have time, you know. No editing today. I'm gonna read the stories. Anyway.
Why? You're busy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's always busy. Absolutely.
Work.
Yes. So anyway, I'm glad you're having fun.
I am having a blast.
And I must admit, I do need to take my alliance later and and go check that out, because reading through the story of the Terror by Torchlight, I kind of want to sneak, like, I just want to go and see, you know, just see the areas that they're talking about. I've been there a million times. Like, I've quested through there so many times, but you know, when you start reading the story, it's just kind of like, oh, now I want to go see it. So yeah, so definitely do that. I love visiting places, you know, when you read about it, you know, the novel comes out or whichever, and then you sit down and you're like, I need to go take my girl over there and just explore and look at all the things. I always find it's always fun to do. So obviously you've been having fun, you know, exploding zombies. And
I have.
You know, it's I can understand that. I can understand that. So for you though, what with the way things are, we've had the biggest change that we've ever had with, you know, World of Warcraft. We've got this squish. We all went from 120 to 50 in the blink of an eye. Still trying to get my head around that one.
Yes.
So what do you suggest, like, for players that, you know, we're days away from a new expansion. We're gonna have, I guess there'll be people who want to take their challenge tunes out, there will be others that'll go scouting. Like, for you, what are you going to do when on the 23rd at, what did we say it was for you? 6 p.m.?
It'll be 4 p.m.
4 p.m. for you. 6 p.m. Eastern?
6 p.m. Eastern, right. 4 p.m. Mountain.
Yes. So how are you going to start off Shadowlands? Let's do that. Because everyone's got different plans. Like, you know. So how do you start off Shadowlands?
Well, how I will do it as a challenge tune and how I will do it on my normal tunes, mm-hmm, is way different.
Yeah.
You know, one, I main a bear. So I found in the squish, you know, I've played all of my main classes,
mm-hmm,
since the squish.
Yeah.
And I have learned very, very quickly that my mantra has got to be, take everything I know, mm-hmm, put it in a jar and put it on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Because how all my classes and tunes and specs and everything that I knew is not exactly the same anymore.
Yeah.
Spells have changed. Reactions have changed. Mobs have not been squished. Mm-hmm. Yeah, found a couple of those. Quests are no longer the same. Mm-hmm. Things that we have a working memory,
yeah,
and go off of for the past 15 years,
mm-hmm,
or however long you've been doing challenge tunes, it's a whole new world in more than ways than one.
Yeah.
Your spells react different. The mobs, whether or not you're in Chromie time or not Chromie time, everything is different.
Yeah.
So I need to take everything I know and say, oh my gosh, you were an amazing companion for me, mm-hmm, for the entire time I've been here. And I'm going to put you up here for now, and I'll water you and pet you and say hi, but I need to relearn.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I spend most of my time, my bear will always be the first one I level.
Yeah.
You know, she's my girl, but she plays different. She hits different. She reacts different. The timing is different. I've got Berserk back. Oh, happy bear.
nice.
But things are very, very different. Mm-hmm. Warlock is always my second one that I always level. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, is that different, you know? So my challenge tunes, I'm going to start a new pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to play everything as if I've never done this before.
Yeah.
Because everything I'm going to do is not what I've done before because the whole game has changed.
Yeah.
But I will wait on my challenge tunes until after I have absolutely had a blast on my normals.
Mm-hmm.
Because I cannot wait to devour that lore.
Yeah.
And I won't rush at all. I read every... I'm one of the few people... Zep, Parrot, and Learns and I are one of the few people who actually know how to do the mushroom quest
mm-hmm.
in Ice Crown. Mm-hmm. Because we actually read the mushroom quest the first day in Ice Crown. And you watch people come over and kill your mushroom and they've killed nothing next to it. And it's like, really? Stop killing the mushrooms. I can't wait to just read everything and mm-hmm. experience everything. I have not spoiled anything for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just watched the Covenant videos. The Covenant videos.
Yep.
I have watched nothing that has a spoiler. Read nothing that has a spoiler. I don't know who's coming back. I don't know what the surprises are. Nothing has been spoiled for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so very excited to see what this story is.
Nice. That's good. I must admit that when starting new content, exactly the same. I take my main, I read through everything. If I was doing that on a challenge tune, I just couldn't. I couldn't do that. The challenge tunes will have to wait. Need to suss out. And I agree. It's good to be able to suss out. For those of you that are going to get out there and go for it, I bid you good luck. And my fingers are crossed for you. So, but yeah, it'll be fun to see how this plays out, because I tried really hard in the beta not to look at stuff and not to read stuff. So
right.
I wanted to see how it all plays out. But hot damn, some of these cinematics that they've got out. Wow. They are just, you know.
Draka. Hello, Draka.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I haven't had a female orc in a while.
There are so many talented people around, but hot damn. You know, the guys at Blizzard, they are good. They are good. So, yeah, it'll be so exciting to see all of that. All right, so you've got your goal. You know, take out the bear, get the feel. You're going to start a new passy. Eventually, you know, once you get yourself.
Probably won't be till the beginning of the next year. I mean, you and I both, until the end of this year, live, breathe, and die at work. You know, we don't have a lot of time, so I don't want to come home. And not that a challenge tune is a stress, because it is, but it's a different kind of stress.
Yeah,
which, you know, you and I have talked about plenty of times, that hyper stress of doing a pacifist.
Yeah,
I need. Oh my God, I don't have to think, and I can just lose myself in this story right now.
Yeah.
You know, because until the end of this year, it's just going to be chaos. And then January, it's like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm not working 14-hour days anymore. Nice. We're good. We can do something that gives us a little bit more.
Exactly. And, you know, as much as everyone's like, oh, it's the happiest time of the year, can I just say, God, people are.
They don't work in logistics.
Oh, I tell you, it really does bring out the most nastiest side of people.
Uh-huh.
Really does. Mm-hmm. So if you guys have never worked in some sort of retail, delivery, customer service type of thing, I tell you, Christmas, for all the happy joy, Oh, I can say for the one person who's joyous, there is at least 10 that are not, and it's not always fun. So, yeah, it's pretty much hell on earth. Yeah. So please be kind to, you know, to anyone who is working through Christmas, and we do appreciate every now and again, you'll get someone who obviously works in a similar field who will be like, you guys are doing good. We know it's crazy. It's a shit time. You guys are doing good. Keep it up, you know? And it's like, oh, thank you. So it's nice to get like a little unexpected pep talk from a customer who understands. So it's always
But that's
fun.
Like a 1 in 100, as the other 99
pretty much
like trying to reach down your throat and remove your heart.
Exactly. It's like, where's my things? Oh, so yeah. So fun and games. What is it? It's less than 5 weeks to Christmas. Like, what's going on? That's just crazy.
Oh, 2020 can just be done. We're done. Done.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all going to be standing on, you know, New Year's Eve, just going, shoo, 2020. Just, you know, bugger off. Yeah, so anyway, we will see. Okay, so that's your plan for Shadowlands, to start Shadowlands.
Yes.
If we're going to assume that Shadowlands is going to be out for, we're going to say at least a couple years before probably the next, what's your goal? Like, do you want to get all, you know, right across getting a multiple challenges, or you just want to focus, like, what's your challenge focus for Shadowlands? Just passy
first.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at once upon a time I wanted one of all of them.
Yeah.
To make it. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky I got pacifist to max, you know. I don't have a lot of playtime, even when I'm not working like a crazy woman. I just don't have a lot of playtime because of the hours that I work.
Yeah.
I would really, really like to do an iron.
Mm-hmm.
I have this thing, and every time we do a contest, I can get an iron to 30. Well, which now would be halfway to max, so 15. And then I quit. You know, I do the opening rush on a weekend, and then I never play them again because I just don't make the time to do it in that small time period.
Yeah.
So I would really, really like to see how far I can go on an iron.
Mm-hmm.
And go back to my working man who, bless her soul, is just sitting there. Work. And considering I got the work, really, really, really should, you know, me and my names.
Yeah.
I know. Well, it's like I made a priest the other day. Her name's Shadows, and of course she's Disc. So, I know. I have this thing.
Mm-hmm. You are the most arsiest person I know with getting names on your server. Like, seriously. Wow.
I will keep going till I find that name I want, and then it's just mine. Like getting all three, you know, of the Warlock specs as names.
Wow.
But I would like to try and get an iron to max, mm-hmm. and try
so
to do
passy,
a working man to max.
And working. Yep. Okay. I mean, it's again, you know, I always like to think I have all these grand plans. I want to do all this, and reality is, you know, next year's kind of gonna be a little crazy. Anyway, but crazy in the good way. Expecting to, you know, get married and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, so wedding prep and all of that. So I think realistically we need to, I did cull some tunes though, some challenge tunes, because I was just like, you know what, you've got like 8 irons that are sitting there that are not doing anything, let's get a bit harsh. It's like chop chop.
Bit what like was your highest kitchen level you culled?
I think I culled a 30, I think about a 30. Because I had like four hunters, and it's just like even with the squish, I think it was about a 30, or it might have been a 25. And it was
a
just 25 like,
after the squish, so they were level 50.
Yeah, so it was just like, no, I'll keep certain ones. It's like, I can't call my working man that I killed. Like, you know, she was 108 when I killed her off. It's just like, no, I can't get rid of her because she's just going to be a scout. Like, she'll
scout,
bank toon, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. So we will see. Nisi said, put the Gil Coroner on speed dial. Yes, I think that's a good plan for those. Again, look, more power to you, people. If you are going to if you're out taking challenge tunes out, it's just see how it goes. Yeah. Rud says, any differences in most suitable classes for iron in Shadowlands? It's kind of like Hunter still feels like the pets are a bit more squishy, but Hunter still feels like when I've played it, still feels a bit like they are. So, you know, like if in doubt, go Hunter or Warlock in my case, because, you know, Warlock. Warlock. Exactly.
Warlock.
Lock cookies, as they say. Alrighty. Well, how's your week been? Because obviously there has been, you know, you're killing people in Duskwood with exploding zombies, all of that kind of stuff.
Pure fun.
Nice. How's rare hunting?
Well, I got an amazing add-on. Either Zep or P told me. It's the TomTom's, Tomcat, something. But it shows on, like, you pull up your map and it shows the list on the right-hand side with all of their loot and their spawn timer. And we had another add-on with spawn timers. I have killed those rares so many times I cannot even begin to tell you. Thank you, Zap. Tomcat Tours.
Tours, that's it.
So we went out and we got the sets for every class. So we have the armor for all four different armor types, all the appearances.
Nice.
Took all 29, 39, 59. I don't know how many tunes I have at this point. A little bit of an alcoholic.
What?
Everybody.
You? No.
Me? Never.
There's another one. That's another one.
Nort.
Little Nort.
Check them all out. I have killed Nathanos more times than I can tell you. Still trying to get weapons mugs. But finished all my sets. I still have not gotten the blue Drake to drop.
Really?
And I'm watching every time that Scotty is up so I can kill them. I'm, you know, still a little bitter over mounts since I'm 14 years in and still don't have the Headless Horseman mount. But I did, we have all been tracking, we call him Bag Bro, because Bag Bro. So we all know the lag is so horrifically bad. You're probably going to get like two spells in and good luck. I'm getting my real life mail sent. Yes, I am getting my real life mail sent to Ice Crown. Like, just to tell you, on just my main, I already have the entire set. I have the toy. I have the pets. I have like 300 more of those commendations just sitting in my bag that I can buy pets with. And the pet costs like 15.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to do with them. All I just keep doing is getting more.
Yeah.
But God, Bag Bro gave me the 34 slot bag first on my DK.
Nice.
I'm like, wrong tune. And then I got it yesterday on my Druid, which is the one I really wanted.
Oh,
so,
good. Excellent.
I have had an absolute blast chasing. It's like my hunter is sitting where the bow drops. My druid, I still don't have. I'm looking at my hands like they're going to tell me what the word I'm searching for is. Fist weapon. That's what I'm struggling to find.
Yeah.
I want those fist weapons. Mm-hmm. Still don't have it. So she's killing all the rares with that.
Yeah.
And then I decided, you know, I'm just going to go for it. I've got tomorrow off. I'll just plant the people I want for the appearances I want in front of the rares that have it.
Yeah.
And we'll get one more day and see where we go. But it has been an absolute joy to do all this. And like, I love the DK storyline. Love DK lore. And going out to Ice Crown and doing all this is like, booyah. This is just fun.
Mm. It definitely is fun. I'm glad that you're having a good time. And I think, you know, I think we all deserve to have our real life males in Ice Crown.
Right?
That's not the male I was talking about. But anyway. Hey! He knows what I'm talking about. Anyway. Yeah, well, look, that sounds really good. I'm glad you got the four sets. I'm still trying to get... I've nearly got the Hunter one. I think I got one more piece to go. I need about 35 tokeny accommodation things to get the last piece. So, you know, so I'm getting there. But yeah, I'm glad you guys are having so much fun. It is... Like, it is, Ice Crown's always been a fun zone for me. When I went there, like, Wrath, back in Wrath, and once I hit Ice Crown, it was, I don't know whether it's, you know, I'm in Australia, so any place that's got, like, ice and snow, I kind of like, hell yeah, just bring it to me, because it gets so freaking hot in Australia, especially where I am. It's not the worst, but, you know, like, today's supposed to get to 31 or 34. We're not even in summer yet as such. So, yeah, so I see cold things and I'm like, give me Ice Crown. So love Ice Crown. That's awesome. All right. Well, congratulations on your bags. And I'm glad that you've been having fun. That's good. All right. I must admit that I had popped into Ogrimmar on a couple of tunes, and there was lots of skellies, but I only saw one person and a zombie, and I saw them explode, and I was like, oh, cool. Okay, but where's everyone else? Like, I was fully expecting it. I was, like, waiting. I'm like, hello? Where is everyone? No one's here. Okay, so I might need to go hunting some down and see about that. So, but yeah, there's lots of skellies. Yeah. Lots of skellies in Ogrimmar. I saw some skellies in... Where else did I go? I went somewhere else, and it was kind of like there was a few skellies on, you know, when I poured it in, and I was like, okay, obviously there's been, you know, ghouls here. I didn't notice any in Dalaran to head over to, you know, like the Argent Tournament area. But yeah, just be... Be very careful if you're on challenge tunes. That's all I can say. Very, very careful. And don't go to Ice Crown. Don't go to Ice Crown. It is a scary, scary place. So I have been busy chasing rares in Ice Crown. And I have to say a big thank you to Execute, who's my sweetie. And he's helped get some, you know, like... just helped get some rare stuff because, you know, I play on a US server, so I'm on off time and it's not always a lot of people around. So it's been good. And he's bought me over to Oceanic server and we've got some kills. So thank you, Execute. Thank you. All right. Well, other than that, it's just been, you know, things and stuff. Like, there's always things and stuff to do in game and looking around. And I can't wait for the new stuff. Can't wait. So excited. So excited. Yeah. All right. So 2 days. 2 days. Well, technically, less than 2 days. If it's 9 o'clock my time on Tuesday, it's less than 48 hours. Ooh. Exciting. Anyway, we've got a few things that we need to do. So hang on, where's my bumper? Where did I put it? It's over here.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
You know, we can talk about just about anything for hours. I really, you know, I don't know why I bother saying when it's you and me. We really need to do a short show because you need to go to bed and... Just look at us. We're just prattling on because we love this game so much. It's fantastic. Right? We do love this game. Alrighty. Some new stuff. So Pilgrim's Bounty does start on Monday, November 23rd and runs through to November 30th. Funny about that. November 23rd. That date does ring a bell.
Cowbell?
Cowbell.
Death knell.
Yeah. And death knell. I love. Yeah, that's home. It's headquarters, so to speak. Well, Brill's headquarters. Death knell. It's my home. It's my home away from home. But yeah, apparently we've got a new expansion. If you haven't already guessed, because I think we've, you know, mentioned it like 50 times already. Shadowlands drops at 6 p.m. Eastern on the 23rd. Which is 9 a.m. Leta time. I'm in Queensland, so I'm not on any weird daylight saving stuff over in Australia, which will be the 24th for us. So that'll be the Tuesday. So Fez excited, Pilgrim's Bounty. Can tell there'll be people excited for Pilgrim's Bounty. You might be able to sneak out and get a little bit of XP. So, you know, so good luck. Good luck on that. Also, we have got, oh, that's right, I forgot, I haven't even told you about this one. So, I had, Russ did a little bit of work for me, and we were doing some stuff. So, Spreadshirt, you know, that's our merchandise, that's where we have our merchandise over at Spreadshirt. .com. We've got a whole store. There's all sorts of things that you can get, you know, things like your own WoW Challenges mugs, there's t-shirts, there's all sorts of things. And we are having, actually, there's a promotion this week, 25% off for November 27th only, just for the day. So, you know, if you're after some Christmas gifts, whether it's for yourself or for others, you know, there's stuff over there. However, Russ, who is just awesome, amazing, Nisi, again, tell him I say thank you, thank you, thank you. He has been busy for the last, I'd say at least the last month, doing some stuff for me. So now I get to share that with you guys. And it's up on the store. So we've got some new designs. So first off, let's have a look. We have got, that is our Pacifist logo.
Aww.
Okay, so we now have got a logo just to go for on a t-shirt. So whether you want it on a t-shirt, so if you go over to the, pop over to the Spreadshirt website, you can have a look, like you can see the design. It's very, very cute. Okay, so we have got, let me have a look. Next one, let me go backwards because Lita did wrong. We have got Bloodthirsty. We have got a Bloodthirsty one as well. Look at that. How cute's that? So,
nice.
Yeah. So we have got that one. So hang on. Let me go back. That's because Lita didn't do the right way. So that's the pacifist. We have got a green man. So we've got the green man. Yes. Green. So those that, you know, want to rock out your Green Man, you're a fan of the Green Man Challenge, we've got that one. Okay, and we have got Whacking Man. We've got a Whacking Man one. And finally, we have got a Tin Man. So, yes. So we've got different ones. Now, there is no Iron Man because Iron Man is our original logo. Our original logo, which is, well, done by Whammo, which is our logo, which WoW Challenges has always, for me, has always represented, you know, it's home of the Iron Man Challenge. So so these are just representing the other challenges that we have. So for any of you guys that would, you know, you'd be keen to rock some new gear, go forth. You've got it. Now, I'm going to put that on. Hang on. Leader's trying to do things and stuff. All right. So let me see if that'll scroll so you can keep an eye. But yeah. They're all the new designs up on the website. They're up there now. So if you want to go and have a look, you know, all sorts of things. But again, we have got 25% off on November 27th only for that day. Okay. So yeah. So very happy again.
Great job, Russ.
Thank you, Russ. He's, you know, he's done an amazing job. I just absolutely love him. And even when I come back to him and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not happy with that. And he, you know, he works around, fixes things and comes back at me and I'm like, yep, you nailed it. Now you nailed it. So Ross, thank you. Do appreciate that. All right. So that's one lot of new things. The second lot of new things is that we have decided to expand our little group of, what would we say, we're going to call them Code Wardens. That's what they're going to be known as. So we've decided to have a team that is going to look after the code and the website and all the back end stuff that Leader doesn't have a clue on. So we've got, at this stage, we've got Elky, we've got Fimless has come over, and also Belle. Belle has been a good friend of ours for a long time, and she has agreed to come over and sort some stuff and help out, same with Fimless. And I want to say thank you very much for those guys helping out. So there's lots of things going on behind the scenes and we're just trying to make things better. And by having a little team, it should make things better. So yeah, so we say big welcome to those two, and they'll join Elky, and they're now our Code Wardens. I thought Wardens was apt. You know, it's a WoW title that we have seen over the years. So Code Wardens sounded fun. So again, thank you to these guys. They're giving up, you know, they do this on, you know, for the love of it. And we do appreciate all the help that we get because, most of these guys do this for a living and then they come over and do this stuff for fun. So I say to them, thank you very, very much. So welcome them into the community. And again, thank you to all of that. All right. So as of yet, there is still no state of the challenges. There's still things being worked out, you know, Blizzard API, all of that crazy stuff that's going on. We will let you know when things are good. There's no adding tunes at the moment. It's still coding is being done. All right. It's a big process. Not only do they have one set of code they've got to go through, which is stones. They've got another set of code that they've got to do, which is alms. And then they've got the new stuff because of all the API squish and dealing with that. So we will let you know when it is available to add tunes and register tunes and all of that, when things are good. All right. Anything that I've forgotten? I don't think so. I think we can go to the next one. Where's my bumper? Here it is. Let's do this one.
Hey, you! It's Chit Chat!
Oh, and I must admit, I so look forward to Zort's death list show is coming. It is coming, so I will let you know now. Actually, I didn't put that in the show notes. We will be doing the last show on the 12th. What are we? Hang on. I'm having mental blank. 11th, 12th, 12th, 13th, whichever it is. So if you are going to be contributing and want to get your death list in or a little story, whatever, please, you know, start getting that prepared and get that into me by the final show of the year, which will be obviously our death list show and our Christmas show. So Christmas, death list, all of that fun stuff. So look forward to that. All right, now, yeah, for now, we're going to play this little cute bumper. And let's see, where is it? This one.
It's Ezzy's pun.
All right. Hit us with it, lovely. What's the pun this week?
From Ezzy's pun vault, what do you call an Egyptian god who's bad at video games? Anubis. I loved that. Oh, Nort, darn it. I didn't mean to hit the button.
That's a good I do so like that one. I mean, what can I say? Anything with Egypt and anything with video games put together, our leader is like, yes, please. That is awesome. All right, so thank you. Thank you for that. We do love. I can't wait to see what new ones come next year. It's so exciting.
Ezzy got a gold.
Yes, Ezzy got gold. Gold. That is definitely a really good one. Okay. All right, so we've got one from Dave. Dave sent in, my dog is really good at digging up artifacts. Her degree is in barkology.
Barkeology.
There we go. Leah completely botched it. This is why I don't.
Archaeology.
You should do it. Barkeology. You know what?
Barkeology, yes.
I should have done that. Barkeology. Anyway, Dave.
It's so cute.
Thank you. It is very cute. It is very cute. Just, you know, words and stuff. It's just.
Words are hard.
As a cat person, meh. Stir. Dogs are cute. Dogs are very. Very cute. Mind you, some dogs, particularly if they're like poodle, have little poodle hissy fits. Not naming any dogs in particular. Kobe, he's not here, so it's okay.
Hi, Kobe.
Oh, he's such a little rat boy. Little poodle rat bag. Anyway, all right. So, we did have a question. So,
we did.
Yeah, let's go.
From Hrothgorn. So, does this mean that any challenge tune wanting to compete in the Iron Man Challenge cannot ever start their play experience in Exile's Reach? And Zaya took this answer and said, challenge tunes are not allowed to do Exile's Reach because of the dungeon at the end. If you use a brand new account, Do it once, and then you can start your challenge tunes on the original starting zone. Mm-hmm. And not in Zaya's answer, I would say Exile's Reach is a blast. If you haven't gone to try it yet, give it a shot.
Yeah.
But this, not on a challenge tune.
Not on a challenge tune. The other thing that we found out, and I know when we were doing testing with beta and PTR a month or so ago, we found that for those tunes that went through and, you know, sussing it out as kind of like a bit of a challenge tune, that at the end, when you do one, the scenario counts as a dungeon. So stat wise, that gives you a dungeon count, which is no good for a challenge tune, obviously. But also it puts you in a looking for group situation. Now, I didn't have where anyone else joined the party, probably because I play at off US times, but I know other people did, and therefore it's putting you in a group, which is not challenger, you know, that's against the rules for a challenge. So I get, you know, so that's,
oh, yeah,
not just one, it's a couple
of them.
So get out there, go and experience. It is a fantastic, it's such a great experience to give it a go, and it's completely hilarious because there was times I was like, why isn't this counting? What? Oh, okay, so I need to do it like this. So like mind muscle was doing a particular, and it's going, no, you're not going to count. You're not going to count because you're not doing it the way that we want to teach you to do it.
To clip my spells. Don't tell me not to clip my spells.
Yeah, exactly. So,
like, what do you mean I have to hit that? Don't you? No, okay, fine.
Yes. So it is an interesting and a fun place to go. So definitely at some stage, go and enjoy a tune over there and have some fun with it, because it is very, very cute, and I did really enjoy that part of the story and what you were doing and the things that you got to see and Blizzard's take on, you know, how to help the new player and suggestions and all of that kind of stuff. It's really cute, really cool. I did.
It's adorable. And
yeah.
It's so quick. And then, boom, you're 10. It's like, wow, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then away you can go. And you can always
You get a Mog set.
That's true.
So, of course, I've had to do one on each armor type.
Of course. Of
and
course.
A weapon. So, yeah, Viva la Mog.
Yeah. Yes, there will be many new tunes made in the future. We can see that for lots of people. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're just about done. I was going to mention, for the death list, I'll remind you, Nisi reminded me, if you are going to send them in, don't forget, you can send them in to podcast@wowchallenges.com to come to me. You can send them, you can tweet them, send a Twitter message to the WoW Challenges Twitter account. You can send them on Facebook to the WoW Challenges Facebook account, or you can contact a mod or you know, whichever. For those that want to, it can be as brief as this many dead or a story. I will get a spreadsheet from Rogue Slayer. I get it every year. It's fantastic. I love looking at a spreadsheet, and she'll have things broken down for me, and I'll sit there and I'll be looking at it just going, oh, look what she's done. It's always fun. Other people, I think it was Dave sent in like a whole list. Other people have done little stories. So don't forget, we've still got couple weeks. We've only got a couple weeks left because, oh my god, it's the end of the year is coming fast. So get those in for anyone who wants to do that. But we'll do reminders in the next week or two. So, and we'll go from there. So thank you. Thank you, Nisi, for reminding me on that one. All right. Well, I think we can, let's wrap this up because you need to go to bed. And
all right. I'm already, no, just kidding. I'm like, I'm already there. No, not really.
All right. Well, I think we're done. So let's wrap this up. What have we got?
Let's thank our Iron Elite. We have Aleandris, Azilin, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Insert Stones, Great Sounds Here, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gazton, Iron Brittle, Iron Man Path, myself, ooh, new name, Laren Ramar. Oh, I hope I didn't butcher that. So sorry. Lead Up. Scrolling, Mr. Bright 01, Ms. Miggy, Murs Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Zortz.
Absolutely. And again, guys, thank you so much to our Iron Elites for your support. It is, I mean, I know I say this every week, but truly it is greatly appreciated. It helps pay for server, it helps pay for things and stuff, so we do greatly appreciate that. But not only that, I have to say we appreciate everyone like popping in to the chat room. Thank you to those listening to the podcast at home or at work or wherever you may be. Again, thank you. We appreciate the support in whatever it is that you give us. We do say thank you so much for that. Now, the other thing I want to say is from Stirstone and myself. Obviously, we love to say thank you to our wonderful mods for all the things that you guys do in helping. So again, thank you. Big thank you. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thank you so much. They take a load off of my shoulders of things that that they do. So thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And also, again, a huge welcome to our Code Wardens, as they were referring to, as we will now refer them to. So again, to Elky, Fimless, and Belle, welcome to them, and again, we appreciate the time and all the things that they do and will be putting into making WoW Challenges a viable force, maybe? I don't know. But, you know, getting things back online and ready soon with all the new things, and then we've got a whole new expansion that we can make tunes and see how we go, and be interesting to see 60. 1 to 60. It doesn't seem like a lot. Yeah, 50 to 60 is going to be interesting.
I have a feeling that 50 to 60 part is going to be a little butt kicking.
Yeah. Just
a wee bit.
Just a tad. Yes. All right. Well, I will be back next week, which will be November 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And by then, we'll have Shadowlands will have dropped. We'll all be like, ah, look at all the things. So, oh my God. So exciting, exciting. So anything that, you know, things that you find this week, things that you want to share, if you are out there playing challenge tunes, or if you see things that you think would be good to share with the challenge community, then please send them over, you know, bugs, you know, things, mobs not squished, just anything, you know, little tips, little tricks, send them in, because we do love to see all of that. So, and we love to share. We're a community about sharing information, because ultimately we want you all to make it and have max level tunes. So, feel free to send messages or emails. Message the mods. I'm going to put you guys to work. So, yeah. So if you need to send some messages to the mods, then they will get the information to me. All right. Chris, thank you for joining me, sweetie. I do appreciate it.
Always.
Broke up your work with a little bit of fun.
Work.
So thank you. I know. And now you've got to sleep and go.
Right?
Like that. Yeah.
Throw a couple of nords in there.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact, please?
I can be found. Where can I be found? Playing on Zangarmarsh or Hellscream or any of the 18 other realms I think they just put with us. But Oh my gosh, I got so many names on them. Or in the WoW Challenges Discord, Paradin's Discord, or on, I almost said Twitch, Twitter. That is incredible. Too many T's.
Technically, you are on Twitch. Kind of. You are.
Twitter. I'm on Twitter. It's Chris W.
It's a Twits. It's a Twits.
I'm on a Twix. There you go. Oh, Twix sounds really good right now.
chocolate would be good.
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right, and don't forget you can check out the website, which is over at wowchallenges.com. You will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels are there. For those of you that want to listen to the show, you can certainly download the episodes over at Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And again, hi guys, anyone listening? Hi! Thank you for listening. Hi. And don't forget, send an email to me via podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you've got anything to report, Shadowlands, less than 48 hours. Ooh, hang on, I'm going to do a chair dance.
Okay. Go up to the zombie. Give it a chance.
Yeah. Maybe just go take your scout and just once go get and blow stuff up. Just to say that you've done it.
Blow some people up. Yeah. It's so satisfying.
Just.
For all the times your challengers have died, go kill somebody.
Yeah. It kind of feels like a work stress relief.
Right? Just gone.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Don't forget, you can find me over at Twitter. Myself, I am at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW, as well as I do this other show with Stone called Adventures in Azeroth, which we did episode 99 was yesterday. Yeah.
Nice.
What? I know. Like, we've done two shows 99. Within a month. I know next one is going to be a Christmas 100. I keep telling. I'm like, I'm going to dress as an elf.
Do it.
Yeah, I know. So.
Be like the elf of death.
Yeah. Well.
We're so morbid.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. All right. Okay. So, last thank yous, please.
Last thank yous, a huge thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for not only the intro, but our new merch we can put on mugs or whatever else we want. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You will find him on Twitter at @Epic_Insanity, as well as the amazing Frozen Nerds podcast.
Exactly. You know, we have some amazing and wonderful friends of not only obviously of Stones and of myself, but of the show. And these people, like, words cannot, just saying thank you seems never to be enough. But we do say thank you to all of you, and we do appreciate everything that these people do for us as a community and for me personally in the things that they help me with. So thank you very, very much. All right, my dear, I think that's it. Let's do the outro. You have a good week. Please don't work too hard. I know that's like
it's cattle. Cattle.
I know. I just all the things, or just be safe. Remember, be safe, both in and out of game, because we are in crazy times. But, oh my God, Shadowlands, 48 hours less.
Yeah.
Soon, soon. All right. Take it easy. Enjoy the expansion, people. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.